This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I was really struck by an article authored by a survivor of the Venezuela collapse. I think it was published by The Organic Prepper, but this author is a college-educated father. I think he had two children, a wife, and he worked in the oil industry, so he was well-educated, you know, four-year degree, science degree. And he described a collapse that was so unexpected and so sudden and so treacherous that the government could come take you away for saying something critical of the government itself. He escaped Venezuela and authored that story, but I mean, it's worth a read, but I'll give you the highlights here and then talk about why this matters to you. I mean, really, the upshot of this is that collapse can happen all of a sudden. Even if you're living in a society that seems stable, everything seems to be just fine, where 99.9% of the population cannot imagine things going bad, they can still go bad. That's what the author said. Said, look, Venezuela, it was an oil-producing nation, basically free money pumped out of the ground. You know, how could that nation have a collapse? It was a nation where it has a very high percentage of people who are well-educated. You know, the education level of the average Venezuelan citizen is far above the average American citizen, by the way, in terms of just, you know, four-year degrees or advanced degrees beyond that, if you're just, you know, if you're talking about just academics. The country had, you know, plenty of money, a food supply. They had lots and lots of government benefits because they were socialists. Well, they still are socialists, but now they're a collapsing socialist nation. And people thought, hey, the government's going to take care of us, you see. This is the big mistake that socialism always eventually leads to. You put too much trust in government, and government turns out to be either incompetent or corrupt or just run by criminals, and you end up in a collapse. So as the collapse began to happen, you know, the debasement of the currency was a big part of it, of course. That was the biggest factor, and then massive inflation across the industries where people couldn't even afford groceries anymore. And then, of course, the government jumped in and started slapping price controls on things like sugar and wheat, you know, flour, fuel, I guess, and other things. What happens when you have price controls? Well, then the supply disappears. Then the shelves are empty. Price controls always cause a depletion of the supply. Because if you don't allow normal price discovery to reflect scarcity, then you end up with a collapsed inventory situation and then mass starvation. And that's where Venezuela is today, where people are eating zoo animals. You know, people are killing their neighbors' dogs and cats to eat them. The slogan in Venezuela is loot or starve. You either loot something, you steal something, or you starve. People are losing weight like crazy. The country has just about devolved into complete anarchy at this point, where it's unsafe for anyone except those who have the guns. And of course, Venezuela is a gun control country where the government took the guns away from the citizens long ago. And now the government has a monopoly on firepower, which is exactly why the citizens are suffering so much there. I always remember this when leftists in America say, oh, we should take the guns away from the people. And then what happens? Well, you end up in a totalitarian left-wing crap hole country where the people can't rise up and challenge the dictator because they're all disarmed. It's like leftists are incapable of thinking ahead. They can't think about the repercussions of their actions. That's one of the stunning and short-sighted aspects of liberalism. In any case, what this author says is important. He gives a list of things that he wish he would have bought before the collapse. Things that he wishes that he and his family had, you know, before all this went down. So I want to give you a heads up of what some of those things are right now, because I think it's a very educational list. One is, he said, a 5-year supply of antibiotics for every family member. I mean, imagine that. That was number one on his list. 5-year supply of antibiotics. Now, it's kind of hard to stockpile antibiotics if you limit yourself to conventional prescription medication. But there are natural antibiotics, and many of them you can grow. In fact, not long ago, we promoted a 72-hour viewing of how to treat infections without antibiotics. It was a course by Marjorie Wildcraft. We plugged it there at food.news, I believe, or health.news. And that course teaches you how to grow your own antibiotics, which is something that almost anyone can do. A lot of herbal antibiotics that, frankly, are better than chemical prescription antibiotics. There are also things like colloidal silver, which are not, of course, plant-based, but also are very effective antibiotics in certain situations. Some people are also purchasing so-called fish antibiotics, which is over-the-counter antibiotics that you can purchase for aquariums. And I believe you can still get these, and you can buy most of the same antibiotic chemicals that are sold via prescription. You can get those as fish antibiotics. Now, of course, it's important to understand that there are risks in using these chemicals. Dosing is critical. You could kill somebody with antibiotics if you don't know what you're doing. So if you're going to go that route, I urge you to get well-educated and know what you're doing. Otherwise, you could end up hurting somebody very badly because those are dangerous or potentially dangerous chemicals. All those antibiotics are. I mean, some of them cause insane things like hallucinations and heart problems, all kinds of things. So you need to be aware of what you're doing. Another big thing he talked about was, believe it or not, anti-diarrhea medication. Now, a lot of that is something you can just buy over the counter, of course. You can just, you know, go online and buy tons of that stuff or just go to your local grocery store or pharmacy. But the bigger question is why? Why was he saying anti-diarrhea meds? Well, the answer is that as nations collapse, the infrastructure also begins to collapse as well, which can include sewer systems or food safety inspections or just general cleanliness, which is really responsible for most outbreaks of infectious disease. It's not, you know, for example, cholera, you know, is spread by human sewage. And if you don't have a good sewer system, you know, you're going to have cholera outbreaks like crazy. Like, look at Haiti right now. You know, it's a nation that's swimming in so much human filth that they've got a city, Port-au-Prince, I think, that doesn't even have a functioning sewer system. That is a reason why Trump probably referred to it as a shh-hole nation, you know, because it actually is. There are actually crap holes that they dig in the city that, because they don't have a functioning sewer system, so they just have these giant crap holes, and the city sewage goes into these crap holes, and then they've got government workers that descend into the crap holes on cables to manually shovel out the crap holes on a daily basis because there's so much actual crap coming in from, you know, the people. So as infrastructure collapses, then you start to have outbreaks of lots of really foodborne illness and, you know, sewage-related illnesses, and these can cause diarrhea. Now, if you don't have good medical care, diarrhea can kill you. You have dehydration, you can't keep food down, you almost eventually starve to death, or you die from lack of hydration. It's very serious if you don't have decent medical care. And in these collapsing scenarios, diarrhea can be deadly. And this gets back to something that I've said multiple times in multiple podcasts. If you've listened to me for, you know, any length of time, I've said before that in a SHTF scenario, that you need to have lots of sterilizing liquids. You need to be able to sterilize your hands and surfaces. You need to have basically antibacterial, you know, wipes or liquids or antiseptic liquids. And I actually stockpile antiseptic liquids. There are a number of them that you can purchase. There's like that Barbicide stuff that you can get that barbershops use. There's also a generic form of that that's a lot cheaper, but it's like barbicide, and it's a germicide, which is a general term. It kills bacteria, it kills viruses, it kills fungi. I think it kills amoeba as well. It's basically a broad spectrum killer of germs. And you need that stuff because it's germs that can be very deadly in a collapse scenario. Very deadly. Some people stockpile bleach, which has its own functions. You know, bleach kills Ebola virus, for example. If you spray surfaces down like doorknobs and countertops and common surfaces that are touched by people, if you spray them down with bleach, or like a bleach water mixture, of course, in the middle of a pandemic, then you will reduce the spread of that disease because bleach kills that stuff right away. Colloidal silver kills a lot of stuff too. And you can make your own colloidal silver with a generator where you simply have like silver strands. You actually have, you know, 0.99999 silver pieces, and you use electric current to generate colloidal silver in typically distilled water or something close to distilled water. And that works as well. And I actually have a generator on hand because I think that it's important to be able to make your own medicine, you know? So I've stockpiled some of the silver and the generator. And as long as I've got electricity, I can make, you know, an antibiotic, a natural antibiotic that can be used on surfaces. It can be used even internally if needed in some cases. But again, if you're going to use it internally, know what you're doing. So anti-diarrhea meds, he also recommended latex gloves. Now, this I totally agree. You got to have latex gloves. These are like surgical gloves. Now, I happen to have a lot of latex gloves because I use them in the laboratory. We're always dealing with nitric acid. We're doing a lot of sample prep and digestion of food samples where we use harsh acids like hydrochloric acid as well as nitric and sometimes other acids. So I have a lot of latex gloves around. I also use them, by the way, when I'm cleaning firearms. So, you know, I am very proficient in many firearms. I've mentioned that before. It's also a very important survival skill set to have. And as part of that, when I clean guns, I wear latex gloves because a lot of the solvents are very toxic. And I have a fan going and I have good ventilation and so on. I mean, hey, why would I want to poison myself with toxic solvents when I'm cleaning guns? And then I go out and eat organic food to try to avoid exposure to toxic chemicals, you see? So you got to be consistent across the board. In any case, if you don't have latex gloves, you should get some. You'll need them in a pandemic outbreak or just a collapse of society because you'll need a way to handle things that are contaminated without contaminating yourself. You may have a family member or a friend who is sick, for example, and you want to help that person. You need to be able to, you know, manipulate that person's hands or limbs if they're very sick and you need to, you know, roll them over in bed or hold them up so they can drink water, whatever. You know, you need to touch that person. You should do that with latex gloves. And there are many other situations like dealing with sewage, right? If if the city sewer system isn't working and you end up having family members use buckets or, you know, ditches in the backyard or what have you, if you're ever having to deal with sewage, you need to wear latex gloves. This is also true if you need to do light medical procedures, of course, according to your level of competence, but if you have to stitch somebody up, you know, you should have antiseptics. You should have povidone iodine for medical use. You should have the stitches and the sutures for doing all that, and you should practice. Just go to the grocery store and buy some raw chicken, just like whole chicken, if you want to practice, and go online and find a video of how to do sutures and just practice on the chicken meat with skin, you know, seriously. That's not a joke. Just practice on a piece of chicken. It's a very simple skill. It's easy to do. If you can tie your shoes, you can stitch somebody up, okay? But you better have latex gloves so that you don't contaminate that person's wound with bacteria from your fingernails. And most people don't wash appropriately. Even surgeons, believe it or not, even doctors and nurses often don't wash their hands sufficiently to eliminate all of the bacteria that's especially under fingernails. Doctors are taught to scrub their hands vigorously for like 60 seconds or some insane amount. Almost nobody does it except the most meticulous surgeons who are prepping for, you know, deep surgery and so on. They're careful, but most people are not careful. And if you just wash your hands with soap and water and you think now you can go touch somebody's wound, you're likely to introduce an infection that could be fatal or could cause them to lose a limb. So, you know, use sterile gloves for these kinds of medical procedures. It's important to have them around. Anyway, I've spent enough time on the gloves. But there are a lot of uses for them. So the other thing that this guy mentioned was storable food. People are starving in Venezuela, of course, as you know. Hey, if you're having to resort to eating zoo flamingos, like you have to break into the zoo and start clubbing animals with baseball bats just to have a meal, then you know things are bad. That's kind of like, that's getting way down there on the collapse spectrum. Things are bad. If you're clubbing some baby seals at the zoo to have some blubber for your soup, yeah, things are pretty freaking bad. Welcome to socialism, you know? Maybe you shouldn't vote for socialists. So hopefully nothing like that ever happens in America, because we love the zoo animals, and not just to eat. We love to see them alive and, well, actually, they're all prisoners. What am I thinking? It's cruelty. That's another podcast. We'll talk about that later. But we don't want to eat zoo animals, so you got to have storable food. Now, importantly, what this person mentioned in Venezuela is that it's not just enough to have storable food. You got to hide it, because government thugs and criminal mobs, or criminal gangs, we might say, are the two forces that are going to come in and steal all your stuff. This was specifically mentioned in the article, and I remembered this distinctly because he said, you know, you either have to pay off the cops or you got to pay off the gangs. It's one or the other, because those are the two powerful forces in society around you, and both the cops and the gangs want to steal your stuff. They want your food, they want your gold, they want, you know, your silver, your, I don't know, toilet paper, whatever, flour, eggs. You know, in the story, it mentioned that one egg, because of food inflation, it's so bad that one egg costs more in Venezuela today than the minimum wage for 1 hour of labor. I mean, imagine that. If the minimum wage is, let's just say, 10 bucks, that means an egg costs more than 10 bucks, which means a hen outproduces a human being in Venezuela. You know, a few minutes of hen labor outproduces an hour of human labor. That's astonishing. That just shows you how insane things have become. So if you don't have food, or you can't protect your food, or you can't hide your food, you're screwed. You know, this author also mentioned, hey, you should have some backyard chickens. You should grow some of your own food. What do you know? I've been recommending that for years, and maybe you've been doing some of that. I have backyard chickens. You know, I've got lots of hens, and we're still giving away eggs all the time because we get several dozen eggs per day, and they're the best eggs ever. It's just like, these eggs are worth $10 an egg, you know what I mean? They're really amazing. But we're giving them away, and the reason I do that, the reason I have backyard hens, is so that I have a flock in place if it's needed, you know? It's like, I've got the hens, I know how to take care of chickens because I have several years of experience with that now. I know how to treat infections in chickens. I know how to protect chickens against predators, which is usually what wipes out your chickens, your neighbor's dog, or an owl, or a raccoon. Those are the worst. By the way, just as a side note, the other night, two of my Rottweilers, I heard some barking. I went outside. They had ripped a raccoon to shreds. And of course, you know, I had to praise them. Good job. Good job. Yes. You know, and take them close to the raccoon. They're kind of nervous. They didn't know they'd ripped it up. And And they didn't know, was that good? Is this good or is this bad? What is this? And I had to praise them because that's their job. Now, they don't eat chickens anymore, but one of them was a chicken eater. And we had to train that dog early on not to eat the chickens. Because puppies, young puppies, they're just naturally, they want to eat chickens. One of my dogs, sorry about the tangent here, but this is funny. One of my dogs used to go after roosters and she would pluck all the feathers off the back of the rooster, but not hurt the rooster. So one day I wake up and there's like a naked rooster marching around the yard. I'm like, what the hell? We got a naked rooster just streaking across the front lawn. And it turns out it was my dog just like trapped the rooster and plucked all the feathers out and then let him go. Like, you are some sick puppy, literally a sick puppy to do that kind of thing. Naked roosters. It's true. True story. I don't think I've ever mentioned that before, but this discussion just brought it up. So if you don't have backyard chickens, you might want to look into it, unless it's illegal in your area, because of course cities are and homeowners associations don't allow you to grow food in your own front yard half the time. They don't want you to have backyard chickens. It's insane. It's like, hey, what? We don't have the right to grow our own food? Come on. Get real. You know, this is our yard. Why can't we have chickens here? Anyway, that's another reason to live out in the country. But getting back to food, and then I'll wrap this up. You got to be able to hide your food, because storing your food is not enough if rogue police or rogue gang members can just come in and lift up your mattress. Oh, there's all your food. What do you know? You hid it under your bed. That's not such a great place. Oh, it's in the top shelf of the master bedroom closet. Really? Really? Like, nobody ever thought of hiding stuff there. Oh, yeah, right next to your pistol that you probably need to clean because you haven't shot it in 2 years also. Yeah, I know. I know where all your stuff is, because it's just normal human behavior to try to hide stuff in the master bedroom closet. That's why thieves go to the master bedroom. They know that people like to sleep near their valuables. They feel like it's safe if it's close by, and people put all their stuff under the bed and under the mattress and, in the closet or right up in the attic. Like, when you open the access to your attic, if you have an attic, right up in there, you just reach up in there and you can just find all kinds of goodies that people put there: pistols, rifles, pieces of silver, treasure maps, who knows? But look, if I know this, believe me, everybody else out there knows this too. And the reason I know this is because I hang out with cops and I interview cops. We ran a scenario recently, by the way. I was doing some training on clearing buildings with a couple of my military buddies. And we were doing pistols at night, which is kind of interesting. You start strobing rooms with a flashlight while you're holding your pistol, and it becomes a very, very interesting seizure-inducing kind of exercise. But this exercise involved my instructor hiding stuff, like hiding something that would represent a bad guy. It's kind of a pretty large suitcase, hiding it in different areas. And then my job was to clear the house by myself and find the bad guy and, get him on the ground and disarm him if necessary, all that stuff. So to do that, you end up learning like where people hide themselves and where people hide stuff. Like meth heads, who tend to be really skinny, small people, they can hide anywhere. They can hide inside like the kitchen cabinets. They do. they crawl in there and they'll just hide in there. They can hide in a hamper. So if you're clearing a house and you're looking for meth heads or you're looking for stuff, you got to know where people hide all their goods. But pretty much cops know that. And guys who are in the military who are clearing out houses in Afghanistan or Iraq or where have you, they also know the hiding places as well. All right. Anyway, like I said, I'm going to wrap this up. But the bottom line here is collapse can happen suddenly. Even though you think it's not going to happen, maybe, it can happen because Venezuela was a country where people thought it couldn't happen too. And it did happen. And I mean, it was sudden and it was catastrophic, and the situation is dire and it's only getting worse. Secondly, you better have antibiotics, you better have latex gloves, you better have anti-diarrhea medicine and some sanitizing solutions like isopropyl alcohol or some iodine. Iodine actually works really great, or povidone iodine, or colloidal silver, or maybe better yet, all that stuff. Get some of that stuff, germicides. You know, that'll save your life in a collapse. And then finally, be ready to know how to hide your stuff. You better have, you know, study up on micro caching, and the places that you're hiding stuff in your house are really not as secure as you think. I could tell you some really secure places to hide stuff, but then I'd be giving away all my best hiding places, so I'm not going to do that. But there are, you got to be clever. You got to really think this through and think about what would a rogue government police regime, what would they miss? Or what would a bunch of gang people miss? Where would they not look? That's what you need to understand. And there are answers to that. And it involves stuff that's like gooey and gross and things they don't want to stick their hands into, basically. So think about this. I'll give you that hint, okay? That's a freebie hint for you. You get that today, plus the naked roosters, the depucked roosters streaking across the front yard. That was a good one too. So it's a combo delivery day here on the Health Ranger podcast. You never know what you're going to get, but it's always good advice. So take this to heart. This is no joke. You know, I kind of toy around sometimes here on the podcast just to keep it fun and light, but this is serious stuff. People are dying. People are being thrown into the gulag in Venezuela. People are starving to death. People are eating their family pets. You know, and if it gets worse, they're going to start eating family members. I'm telling you, cannibalism is the next step in Venezuela. I'm sorry to bring it up. I don't mean to make this, I don't want a squeamish reaction, but I'm a realist. When they're all starving and then there's no law anyway, and everybody's, you know, out of control, chaos, they're going to start eating each other. It's not that far away. There might be cases that have already occurred. I don't know. I guess if you're like one child of three children in the family, try not to be the one that annoys your parents the most, because you might be the first one in the soup. Yeah, kind of creepy stuff that's happening all over the world, frankly, right now. All right, but seriously, you know, be safe. Read my website, survival.news, preparedness.news. And there's another good one called collapse.news. You'll love that one. Collapse.news. We cover, you know, financial collapse, power grid collapse, basically societal collapse leading to, you know, anarchy. So read collapse.news to get ready so that you can be safe. I mean, that's my bottom line motivation here, is not to gross you out or entertain you, but rather for you to survive whatever might be coming, because it can happen very quickly and it can take you by surprise. And right now, for the amount of money that you spend going through the drive-thru at Starbucks, you could be buying anti-diarrhea medications and latex gloves instead, which frankly will serve you a lot better. Seriously. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values, on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.